The Light Wizard in the flesh will now define the zero dimension from the viewpoint of the light side in terms the dark side can understand. You are in the third dimension. Everything you see and can see is here. The reality you know is of this place. So what makes this place so special? From the point of view of the light in the first dimension, it cannot see the zero dimension, yet it still knows it exists, so faith is required. But is not part of its logic, know it or know it not. So the light knows that the zero dimension exists, and there is no more to say about it, since it will never be able to see it. Knowing it exists will have to suffice. You call this blind faith, but knowledge does not work this way, nor does the universe. And as we go deeper into these dimensions, you will understand why. But first, you must let go of the dark side so you can see the light. For the dark side believes that faith is not science. And knowing something is faith unless you have scientific facts to back it up. So how do you get scientific facts on a dimension you cannot see? From the viewpoint of the second dimension, it knows that the first dimension can see it. And even though it cannot see the first or zero dimension, it knows they exist. Because it can see the third dimension, and can see that something is making changes to it, and it's using it to make those changes at the subatomic level. It knows it does not matter if the first or zero dimension exists or not, for it will continue to do what it is doing without knowing about it at all. So in that sense, knowing it is a given. No reason to question it, since it will not change the way it behaves, because the universe will keep working without this question being answered. So it knows it. No reason to not. The third dimension cannot see the second, first, or zero dimensions. As such, the dark side does not believe they exist at all, since they only believe in what they can see. But if they follow this logic to its end, they would suffocate and die in the instant they realize they cannot see air. So they cannot follow the logic of believing in something that cannot be scientifically proven. So now they can breathe again, but are still in the dark. Know it or know it not, where is the logic in that? It's not what we believe that makes a difference in our lives. It's what we know. Our beliefs change like the wind. The universe works this way. It does not care what you believe, nor do I. Know it or know it not. If I ask you if you believe in the second dimension, you would use your logic to draw a square on a piece of paper and call it a two-dimensional box and say this is what the second dimension looks like. But even the pencil's lead has depth, as does the paper. And when you erase that depth, you cannot see the box. Only the hole in the paper where it was. So logic proves that the box is there. You just cannot see it. So now it's a scientific fact. If I ask you if you believe in the first dimension using that same logic, you would also conclude that it is a scientific fact and can be proven using the same methodology. So I ask you to apply it to the zero dimension. And your mind tells you that if you erase its width, height, and depth, you cannot see it. Nor can you draw it on paper. It's like erasing the whole paper. For it would not exist. So this now describes everything you cannot see. And the logic would take you to a place that you would rather not go, which is in believing in things you cannot see. So this infinite loop of logic, where you take a flashlight up your own ass, begins and ends. What came first, the chicken or the egg? The beginning of logic is not the end of reason, nor is reasoning the end of logic, nor are the two the same thing. Reasoning is just the words you use to run the logic in your computation, and words have meaning. So let's assign them to numbers. So we are not as ambiguous about what we are talking about. Pure math, that nothing can go wrong. So let's do some math. What did I just say? Me do math? And you have got to be joking. This kind of math is way beyond my capability. How can I model a mathematical formula that would describe this problem mathematically? If we make one stand for everything we can see, and negative one stand for everything we cannot see, then we can agree this is a scientific fact, based on the criteria we have set forth in our question. So it's the logic behind the reasoning. So if we add them up, we get 1 plus negative 1 equals 0. So the answer is that 0 is the place that nothing exists. Not the things we can see, nor the things we cannot see. So how can this be? Am I making this up to trick you? As I said in step zero of the universe, 1 plus negative 1 equals 0. This is the universe's constant for everything, and it's not a trick. Just a very simple principle, and it's easy to learn and apply. 1 is the light, negative 1 is the dark. And they are always in balance. And the zero dimension is what brings it that balance. And not even the first dimension can see it. But it knows it's there. So now that we have scientifically proven that the zero dimension is a place where nothing exists, it's null space, void of any dimension. And that if everything you can see and not see is not in there, then what is? If you see the logic in following this line of reasoning any farther, please be my guest. But do not forget the flashlight if you end up going up your own ass one more time. Because it's a very dark place to crawl into, and crawling back out will not be much fun. So call it what you like, scientific fact or blind faith. Pick one and get on with your day. Do not think you believe this. Know it or know it not. But choose one now, because this will determine if you can see the light or not. For the light is in another dimension. So how many dimensions are there? I will teach you about these dimensions in every step. And there are 276 steps. And as you will find out, there are that many dimensions. And this is dimension zero, the place where nothing exists, and the beginning for everything that does. I'm not asking you to believe anything I have to say. I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. Know it or know it not. All I'm telling you is what I know. You must first let go of the dark side beliefs that only things you can see are real, or you will never see the light. Scientific fact or blind faith are the same thing most of the time. It's only how you rationalize your thoughts that distinguish one from the other. Dimensions are the key to understanding the universe. One step at a time, we will learn these keys and unlock all the secrets the universe holds. Because the universe really is a simple place once you view it from the light. The dark side has gone to a great deal of pain to hide the light from you. For once you see the light, you will be free. And the dark side cannot make slaves of you that have freedom. So they sell you on freedom. And create a universe that is so complex, you will never truly understand it. And they use fear and shame to keep you in line, for you are just sheep. And the dark side wants you to be their flock. So know this, I am the dog. I am guarding my flock like a good sheepdog would. And if you think this dog is a little backwards, then you just might start to understand the light. I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the light wizard.